This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The Taliban says road links to Panjshir Valley are now open and food and other supplies can now be transported. The insurgent group said they had taken over the valley, ending remnants of resistance against their rule. Shortly after, the group said electricity, cell phone, and internet services would be restored soon. The Taliban have taken over the provincial capital and the governor's compound in the valley and shared videos of their fighters in the capital. Meanwhile, in an audio message on his Facebook page, resistance leader Ahmad Massoud said his forces are still present in Panjshir and will continue to fight the Taliban. Earlier in the day, pro-resistance Twitter accounts claim their fighters retreated to the mountains to regroup, but that they will continue to fight. Israel has launched a massive manhunt in the country's north and the occupied West Bank. The manhunt comes after six Palestinian prisoners escaped from a high-security facility. Israeli security forces were putting up roadblocks, conducting patrols, and moving hundreds of other prisoners as a precautionary step. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett called the development a grave incident. U.S. lawmakers from both political parties say haunting images of surging rivers, flooded roads, and tornado damage caused by Hurricane Ida show the need to upgrade the nation's aging infrastructure network. Members of Congress said the storm offered irrefutable evidence that the nation's power lines, roads, bridges, and other infrastructure are deteriorating, even as storms and other extreme weather are strengthening. The storm killed over 65 people from the southern state of Louisiana to the northeastern state of Connecticut. This is VOA News. Militants armed with machetes, sticks, and clubs killed at least 30 villages in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. That's according to officials and a witness. The fighters are suspected to be members of the Islamist-inspired Allied Democratic Forces. They raided Makutano in northern Kivu province early on Saturday, according to officials speaking with Reuters. One villager said his son woke him when the militants struck. His son then tried to run away, but fell into an ambush and was killed. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the raid. The ADF, which was formed in neighboring Uganda and says it is allied to Islamic State, seldom makes public statements. The World Health Organization Director General warned on Monday that the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic is far from over. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus saying, "No country can let down its guard. Complacency can be as dangerous as the virus itself. We must continue to be vigilant." He was speaking from Rome to a Southeast Asia regional WHO meeting in Nepal. The WHO chief said there had been several recommendations aimed at providing a better response to combat the pandemic. However, the most effective step, and what he said could make the biggest difference in the future, is to find a solution for all countries equitably. Tedros has recently been asking countries to prioritize vaccination distribution to countries where only 1% or 2% of the population has been inoculated. Australia recorded three new COVID-19 deaths in its most populous state of New South Wales on Sunday. There were also nearly 1,500 new cases of the coronavirus. Speaking to reporters in Sydney, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said the peak of ongoing outbreak was expected in the next couple of weeks. Berejiklian said 40% of the adult population in the state had received both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. The Australian state of Victoria recorded at least 180 new locally contracted cases of the coronavirus on Sunday. Tens of thousands of people who fled wildfires in the U.S. community of South Lake Tahoe in the state of California are now being allowed back home. This as crews finally managed to stall the advance of flames. Evacuation orders for the resort area were downgraded Sunday to warnings. Some 22,000 people were forced to flee last week as the Caldor fire approached a town on the California-Nevada border. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.